here's a story from The World.
The coronavirus isn't only taking a physical toll on people. Mental health has become a major concern during the pandemic. We're still learning about the impacts. But researchers are gaining a deeper understanding of the magnitude around the globe, and it's not good. There are some glimmers of hope, though. The World's Alana Gordon covers health issues for our program. I spoke with her about the scope of the growing mental health problem.
As a whole, we are just becoming more depressed. The rates of anxiety, depression, and suicide are up in the U.S. and around the world, and so is substance misuse. The percentages are also especially high for people of color, for caregivers, and young adults and essential workers.
So what's driving all this? I mean, there are obvious issues, but what's behind it all?
I mean, as you mentioned, there's the lockdowns and restrictions. Researchers tell me, you know, the confusing messaging and information about the disease itself, that's been stressful. There's all the social distancing that decreases connections, disrupts social support systems and services. And then there's the economic devastation. The resulting mental health impacts from that cannot be stressed enough. And Carol, one thing that's really surprised me as I've looked into this is that in places where COVID-19 is way more under control compared to here, like in South Korea, anxiety, depression, and stress are still up a lot.
Why is that?
Well, one researcher I talked with, Sun Jae Jung, told me that there's still this fear of outbreaks, and that's stressful. There's also just the continued restrictions on social gatherings, loss of jobs. It's all taking a toll. I also want to mention something else, something that's a really important part of this, which is the mental health impact of COVID-19 itself, like getting infected, and that pertains to more and more people.
How can communities do better? I mean, how do they improve this situation? Do researchers have any ideas?
And there's the straight-up expanding of mental health services. Kerstin Conan, a psychologist and researcher at Harvard School of Public Health, she told me that there is actually a big policy that can make a really big difference.
The number one thing that can be done is to get people back to getting unemployment benefits and protect people in their homes, because those are two things we know. When people lose income and they lose their homes, that increases mental health problems.
And for health workers, that also means getting them more supports they need to keep going, like personal protective equipment.
Alana, if places are already stretched thin, what have researchers learned about what people can actually do, especially when many of us can't be together for the holidays?
I mean, Carol, that is like a whole segment in itself. But Conan from Harvard, she tells me that just acknowledging this pain right now in this moment is so important. And also, self-care is essential. You know, things like making a list of things you like and trying to do at least one of them, even when you don't feel like you have the energy. And for parents, self-care can actually be really helpful for their kids in managing stress because, I mean, let's be real, kids are perceptive. They sense things.
They certainly do.
But there is one more thing I wanted to add in response to your question about how we as people around the world can deal with this a little better. Conan says one really helpful thing in this moment is maintaining some hope. Because if past pandemics and outbreaks have taught us anything, whether that's the news from the Democratic Republic of the Congo this week about the end of an Ebola outbreak there, or even what happened with the big flu pandemic of 1918, Conan says what they've taught us is that, yes, this is all horrible and devastating, but
we know it will end.
And so life may not ever be exactly the same, but when it comes to COVID-19, doctors do know so much more now about the disease than they did at the beginning of this thing. And I also can't think of anything better entering the holidays than all the recent news from drug companies this month about an effective vaccine that could be just around the corner.
That's a good perspective to go out on, because what I think about all the time is we don't know when it will end, but I guess it will end. The World's Alana Gordon, thank you.
Thanks, Carol.
And you can watch Alana's entire conversation with Harvard's Kerstin Conan, a must-see before the holidays. That's at theworld.org. And if you or a family member need assistance with a mental health or substance abuse problem, you can call the National Helpline at 800-662-4357.